So I would like to welcome those of you who will listen to this message online for Palm Sunday. I'm sharing worship with friends at Churchill, and so whether you listen to this today or at a later point, I want to wish you a happy Easter. We're now embarking on Holy Week, and there's all sorts of things in front of us. So I want to speak to the theme, The Lord Needs You. There's a little boy who was sick on Palm Sunday, had to stay at home from church with his mother. And his father returned from church holding a palm branch. The little boy was curious and he asked, "Why do you have that palm branch, Dad?" His father replied, "You see, when Jesus came into town, everyone waved palm branches to honor him. So we got palm branches today." The little boy said, "Oh no, the one Sunday I miss is the Sunday that Jesus shows up." Slightly misunderstood. I remember many years ago now, granddaughter of a lady who is still a member with us at Westcote. We were having a joint service at St. Mary's, the parish church in Church Westcote, and the church was quite full. She and they were sitting at the back of the church, and around the beginning of the service, either just before or just after it started, this little girl, who would have been about four, I should think, got up on the pew and in a stage whisper said, "Is Jesus here this morning?" looking out towards the front. That's a thing I shall never forget. The Palm Sunday story is so familiar that I doubt I can say anything that you have not heard before. The image of a king riding on a donkey, and at that the colt, which is a young donkey, seems strange to us. However, to the people of the time, it had significant meaning. It meant a king was coming and bringing peace. If you'd have come on a horse, a charger, it could have meant war. Now, we are so preoccupied with news of this dreadful war in the Ukraine at the moment, and so many people are losing their lives, losing their homes. 4 million, is it, refugees from the country? It's a dreadful situation of war. War is always terrible. I remember my mother saying when I was quite young, there's no good side to war. So Zechariah says, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. See, your king comes to you, and he will proclaim peace." Stephen Blake was telling us at the parish church this morning that we, of course, think of a donkey as a very humble kind of beast, a beast of burden, yes. And we therefore emphasize the idea of humility. But that wasn't so much what the people at the time would have seen, because it was a symbol of coming in peace. And indeed, it was connected with royalty. And he reminded us that King Solomon was anointed to be king, and he went to the prophet on a mule, actually. Now, I know that a mule is a little bit different to a donkey. I understand that it's possibly a cross between a horse and a donkey. But nevertheless, it's a sign. Jesus coming into Jerusalem on a donkey is a sign of peace. He will proclaim peace. It seems many did rejoice and understood something of this. A whole crowd of people lined the way into Jerusalem, shouting praises to Jesus and indeed waving their palm branches. It's an amazing scene, yet it seems to me that the shadow of the cross of Good Friday hangs right across it. A few days later, a crowd, and we don't know whether it was the same people or different people, were shouting, "Away with him, crucify him. We don't want this man to reign over us." So it does beg the question of how real all this praise and this celebration was, how deep it was. You could ask the question, where were these people on Good Friday? Some, it seems, would have melted away. In John's Gospel, it seemed there were only five people standing by the cross of Jesus. Mary, his mother, her sister Mary, the wife of Clopas, Mary Magdalene, from whom the demons had been cast out, and John, referred to often as the disciple whom Jesus loved, one of the 12. Where was Peter? Where were the others? Where was this crowd of people? It seems that they had fled. But I suggest we do need a Palm Sunday experience of Jesus, which will carry us through not only the good times in life, the joyful times, but in the hard times too. Something that will take us through Good Friday and on to Easter Day, so we can know something of that resurrection faith, which will carry us through death into everlasting life. I always love to preach on Easter Sunday. And so I always put myself down for Westcott on that day, and nobody argues with me. So that's, well, they haven't for very long. I can't remember them doing that. So it's such a time of joy, isn't it? And hope and peace. And you look forward to that from today through Holy Week, through Good Friday and Holy Saturday. To know something of that resurrection faith which will carry us through death to everlasting life. How do we find it? I'm going to suggest to you this morning that the answer lies with the donkey, or with the colt, the foal of a donkey. You may be surprised. How can that be? This sounds like very bad theology, doesn't it? But this is the command of Jesus. Not a request, a command. Go to the village ahead of you. You will find a colt which no one has ridden on. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you why, say the Lord needs it. They did ask. The narrative said they did ask. And so they were told that the Lord needs it. And I'm going to suggest this morning that the Lord needs you and the Lord needs me. And he's got a job for us to do. He had a job for this young donkey. He'd never done it before. He was not ready. He was not trained. But here is the punchline. It seems he was willing. And I don't know precisely right now what Jesus has got lined up for you, but I know he's got something for you. Because discipleship, being called, means commitment. It may mean sacrifice. It may mean hard work. I wonder if Jesus seemed a heavy load to this young donkey. Does following Jesus seem a heavy load sometimes to bear for you? Sometimes perhaps you wish you could go on without a care in the world. Don't bother about church, don't bother about chapel, visiting the elderly, the sick, caring for your friends and your family, filling the house and garage with shoeboxes, which is what we do every year. And I've got to be honest, sometimes I get a bit fed up with it. Sometimes we feel that way. Then I think of the cross which Jesus bore for me. I think of that famous painting of the crucifixion and the inscription underneath. All this I did for thee, what hast thou done for me? There is a story that as Count Zinzendorf gazed on that picture, it was in Germany, he dedicated his life to Christ, and he then became the founder of the Mennonite Church. And it was through them that John and Charles Wesley came to a living faith. And you could argue that's why we're here today. It's sort of gone on down. The story continues, and it still will continue into the future until the Lord comes to take us all home. We all find the going rough at times. We stumble and we fall, and we need a helping hand to lift us up. Remember, if you do, that Jesus knows all about it. After all, he stumbled carrying his cross, and someone else carried it for part of the journey. He stumbled through sheer exhaustion. If we stumble, he will pick us up. He'll never write us off. He understands. He's been there before us. I love the promise in Isaiah chapter 40. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar like eagles. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and not be faint. What a wonderful promise. This donkey needed that promise, and so do we, because sometimes our load seems hard to bear. We need new strength. We need to draw that strength from Jesus. We don't have enough of our own. So to get back to the beginning, the key thing, it seems to me, is that the donkey appeared willing. Young, inexperienced, yes, but willing. Are we willing to serve the Lord, to carry him through our lives, to be obedient to his will and his way? Donkeys are notoriously awkward. I don't know if you've ever had a donkey ride on the sand. It's a long time since I have. But although they're well trained, if they have a mind not to go, they just wouldn't go. Or perhaps they'd take off in a hurry and throw you off. They're not always docile and amenable to the task, especially the young ones. You may be kicking against something you know the Lord wants you to do. Or you may think, I'm not up to it, I can't do it. Many people through history have felt unable and unfit to do the task given to them. And Moses came to mind. He went on to be a great leader, but at first he said, I'm not up to it. I'm not a speaker. I can't do it. The key thing is our willingness to serve, to carry, to work for him. The Lord needs you. I remember a wonderful story, and this is not in my script, of somebody called Gladys Aylward. You remember the Inn of the Sixth Happiness? They made a film of it. She had this call to become a missionary in China, and she wasn't an educated person. She wasn't academic, and all the missionary societies turned her down. So what did she do? She got on a train and she went right across Europe, through Russia, Siberia, into China on her own steam. She was so convinced that that was the Lord's will for her. And she had one contact there in the Inn of the Sixth Happiness. I can't remember the lady's name, but she went to work for her and eventually took that over. And she had an amazing work there, which included taking children, I think it was around 100 children, across mountains to escape from the Japanese invaders. It is a wonderful story. I've actually got a talk of hers on tape, at least I did have, you know, the old-fashioned reel-to-reel tapes. I think I must look it up and listen to it because it's absolutely wonderful. The Lord needs you. I just have one caveat to finish with, and it's this. I don't believe the Lord expects us to do impossibilities. We were saying this before the service, Leslie. He knows what we can do. And there's a reference in the Gospels to the woman who, I think she was the one who opened the cask of ointments and anointed Jesus with it. And some of them thought it was a bit of a waste. But Jesus said, no, this will be remembered because she's done it for my burial. And his word was, she has done what she could. And I always remember that. Can we do what we can? Just as in a long distance race, runners need to pace themselves to make sure they will have the strength to get to the finishing line. As Christians and as disciples of Jesus, we need to be sure that we can maintain that pace we have set for ourselves. And we need to allow for Anno Domini. This is something I'm trying to learn. I keep being told by my wife that, you know, I mustn't try and do so much. I find it very difficult because I want to do things in my mind, you know. But my body is beginning sometimes to say you need to slow up a little bit. So that we need to be sensible. I am not suggesting that we just go mad. But remember what Jesus said, come unto me, all you who are weary and burdened, I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. May God bless us all as we respond to this question, the Lord needs you. Respond to his service, however, and whatever that service might be. Let's just end with a very short prayer. And so, dear Lord, we ask that you will take what is of yourself and bring it home into our hearts. Help us, encourage us to be here in your service, whatever that service may be. And so we ask it in Jesus' precious name. Amen.